Flanagan told members of the Child Protective Services Oversight Committee that he's doing everything possible to fix the system. CPS announced last November that it failed to investigate 6,500 possible abuse cases, and Flanagan says that's unacceptable.
We are going to investigate every single one of these cases.
Last month, Governor Brewer signed an executive order to separate CPS from the Department of Economic Security. She selected Flanagan as director of the new state agency called Child Safety and Family Services. Flanagan says he wants to make the division more transparent.
I will be creating an audit process that is not within the same chain of command of the people doing this work and their supervisor or their supervisor's supervisor, who are just reinforcing the same bad practices.
Flanagan says improving employee morale won't be easy. Last year, CPS experienced a 28% turnover rate.
And when you're overworked and you're overtaxed and you have a lack of adequate supervision and mentoring, then the crushing workload does, lead you to believe there can be no win here. And why would I want to put myself in that position?
Governor Brewer recently signed legislation that provides almost $7 million in supplemental funding for CPS. It'll be used to hire 192 additional caseworkers this year and another 86 next year. Dana Neymark is director of the Children's Action Alliance. She says her advocacy group is pleased with the changes Flanagan wants to make, but she's not letting down her guard.
It's clear that simply getting this new supplemental appropriation to hire more people is not the end of the story. It's clear that investigating the 6,500 reports that went uninvestigated is not the end of the story.
Neymark says the next challenge is getting lawmakers to approve a state budget that includes adequate funding for the new child welfare agency. Steve Shadley, KJZZ News, Phoenix.